are not doing that police car.
I was trying to catch a second of it.
It's that icebreaker, you know? It's that.
That's a whole bunch of ban.
Hello, champions, and welcome back to What's My Role, episode 15. We're a group of adventurers exploring the many realms of World of Warcraft and MMOs, sharing our experiences, learning our roles together, and embracing the chaos. I'm Bean, joined today by Bindo Viper.
Hello.
GT Goat.
Meh.
And Onyx.
Hey.
And today we're going to talk about the big time-running pandemonium reveal that has been named WoW Remix, Mists of Pandaria. Or is it Pandaria?
Pandaria.
Sure about.
Pandaria.
Pandaria.
Yeah, that sounds
Pandaria.
Better. Pandaria.
Oh, well, that's a good one. So we haven't recorded one of these in about 2 weeks, so we're a little behind.
Oopsies.
We took a small break for Easter.
That's
so channel updates. We have started streaming. That's been pretty fun. We're getting back in the swing of that. I've been collecting mount footage. I'm trying to get, you know, a mount list type video going. It takes a lot longer than you would think getting some of these, though. So I'll try and keep collecting footage for that one, but in the meantime, I might target a single mount like the other videos we've done. And we also got a couple new guildies, so should be able to run stuff a little bit more often too, so that's nice. But yeah, big news. WoW Remix. Who wants to go first? Should we do the Week in Warcraft first, or should we just jump into that?
Let's do Week in Warcraft. I'm down.
Yeah. Let's do the Week in Warcraft.
So what have you been up to, Vindo? Because we haven't seen you in a minute, it feels like.
Absolutely nothing.
I finally actually had a lot of work, unfortunately, so I haven't really been able to play much WoW. So I don't have a lot to contribute on that one. I apologize.
All good, man.
Oh, don't worry. I know you can't see it, but there's plenty of judgment behind her eyes.
Yeah.
No, I can see the judgment. It's very clearly there.
Okay, go. It's your turn.
It turns out I still hate the Dinosaur map. I really hate that map.
Oh, that is really Atal Dazar?
Yeah. I don't like that place. Especially on Tyrannical.
Yeah, we had some dungeon. Fun there last night.
It's less a dungeon, more a fungeon.
Alrighty.
Yeah, I feel like there's been like 3 or 4 different occasions where we've gone into that dungeon thinking, we know this dungeon, and then we still somehow are just having a really tough time of it.
Well, it's definitely a dungeon that'll, like, if you don't respect it, it'll slap you. The totem fights you need to do just right and not screw off the T-Rex down there. You gotta do just right. Making sure everybody hits the blood pools on the boss. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, and like the final boss is probably the easiest of all.
Well, that's the funny thing, is that was the boss we were struggling on.
Final?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've never struggled on that boss.
Was it Tyrannical Week or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a different, we've never had trouble with that boss, like Donick said. So every time we kind of struggle with it is when we've got a new kind of group, I guess, because we've done it before with our old characters, and then we've done it with like Aspen, and we've done it with Vindo, and we've done it with we had another dude we used to play with a bit, and then last night we did it with another new guy in the guild, so, and he's still gearing up and stuff.
What kind of DPS was he?
He's a demon hunter.
So melee DPS on that boss is hard, because of course, yeah, there's that part where everybody's got to run to the back and stack up, and then the spiders, and so there's a lot of DPS loss, whereas like I'm sure Donix is probably just pushing out tons of damage.
Donix was way up at the top.
Geared number one, but like pushing out damage because your range, you can just kind of sit back and keep douching it.
Oh, don't worry. He was telling us about it.
Yeah.
I made sure to let him know.
Yeah, that's the biggest downfall. Like, melee DPS has the ability to like spike DPS really high, especially on fights that are less mobile, because of the whole idea like they're going to get out of range every once in a while. So they increase their DPS a little bit to make up for the lack of being in range.
But, right.
If you're constantly running around like crazy, it sucks. So mastering staying in melee range is not easy.
Trying to catch a fly.
Yeah. Well, it was the spiders that were wrecking us.
Yeah.
And it was the melee moving from back at the back of the map to back in melee range, that where they were getting hung up with the spiders, and it was just tough.
Yeah, and because whenever you touch the spiders, it puts that like pool. I mean, it's all from the stream last night. We were in that dungeon for a minute. I think we did. Did we do 4 or 5 in total?
We did 4.
Yeah, yeah. Overall, though, it was going pretty good with the new guy. So I think that's good. We're only, 2 people away from having enough people to start doing raids. Mm-hmm. So we're like that close to it.
We're going to raid. Well, here's the biggest problem, though. When we start doing raids, we need 2 tanks and 2 healers.
Oh,
so yes. Granted, Donis can go back to his priest, but I know he's having way too much fun on his warlock to want to give that up. So we either need someone to go
way
healing
too much
again.
Damage as well yeah, to yeah. go back.
We need someone to go heal as well, which I'm down for. I like it, but I also don't want to step on toes, and I also love my mage. So, and then we need a second tank.
Yeah, because I'm perfectly comfortable sticking with the tank role.
Yeah, I'm following
the
pally. We'll,
I guess Golden will kind of have to make a choice there because he really likes tanking as well, yeah. But he's been more focused on the healing lately.
Well, and let's be honest, not that I'm going to knock it. Demon Hunter tank in raids is not that good. It's amazing in mythics, phenomenal because of the mobility. But in
mobility in raids, and utility and
yeah, in raids, paladins are amazing. Warriors are pretty solid. Brewmasters are good off tanks if somebody was interested. But how are you liking, by the way, because you've been playing Pally for a little while now after your rogue. Are you you enjoying the tank role or are you kind of missing your DPS?
Oh, no, I actually enjoy, I think I enjoy tanking more than DPS, honestly. It is a lot more stressful, and you actually have to worry about things, but, you know, it's been nice. I like having more of a challenge and having more things to do instead of just, I mean, we still have to listen to Golden. He still likes to kind of bark out orders like before.
He's quarterbacking. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, he's good at it. I'm not like, it's not that I don't like it or anything.
Yeah. Healers and DPS make really good like raid leads.
Yeah.
Healers sometimes not the best depending on the fight because it can be very, very intense. Whereas a DPS can lack a little DPS and raid lead and it makes up for it by everybody else coalescing into being a successful lead. So that's usually, and range DPS is typically the best. In fact, if Donix wanted to do it, not trying to put him in that role, Warlocks
that
are
probably Warlock would probably be great for that.
Raid leading. Yeah.
Think about it. Yeah.
Sounds like a yes.
Volatobe. That's what I heard.
Well, what did you get up to, Donix? I know we kind of both did the same stuff. But.
A little bit of what I did this week, I'll save for when we talk about Remix.
That's right.
Sorry. We had the night of Mythics where we just kind of 4-man Mythics, which was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Up to an 8 or 7, I think.
We did a 7.
And we missed it by like 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oof, that's tough.
Yeah. And then yesterday night doing the Mythics, you know, basically everything you already said on that. Mm-hmm. And then before that, I've been kind of on my own, kind of looking at some of the customization achievements. So, like, we got the what are they called? The
Minari Eredar,
yeah, the Eredar skins for the Draenei,
the red ones that we just started PvPing with.
Yes.
We found the Dark Ranger achievement, which Aspen went and did, and she's all decked out. And it looks
she already
sweet.
Did it? Damn.
Oh, yeah, dude. When she sees something that she wants, like, she's dead set, and she's going to get it.
Oh, that's like, awesome.
Those pets she got in Mists of Pandaria, that is some next level. I couldn't go back and do that crap. There's no
damn
way.
We gotta have her like get some footage when she's doing some of that stuff.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is she just kind of does it and like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm grinding out in Mists of Pandaria for the last 2 weeks to get this mount. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, just have her install OBS and she can just hit record when she's doing some of that stuff.
We'll get like a
GoPro and have her do like a forehead mount.
Just looking at the screen. Just,
well, at this point, she almost has to like make another hunter and redo it all.
We can all make hunters.
Well, yeah, she's done like all that there is. Well, going forward, you know, with War Within and maybe even this last patch, you know, anything new that pops up, we can, if she's going after like cool stuff like that, we can have her maybe grab some footage. Throw it onto the drive and slap something together with it.
I got to find out what her next target is.
Mm-hmm.
But that's pretty much it, man. I mean, it's been pretty low key. Did some mounts, grinding and stuff like that, but.
Yep. And a lot of that stuff we kind of all did on stream. So we, you know, we were doing some mount hunting. We were doing some low level PvP with those, Eridar Draenei that we made. Mm-hmm. We were doing
getting mythics, our asses kicked,
doing a little bit of everything.
Hold on. I think low tiered PvP, especially that like 11 to 19 range, right? Is, you're squishy. Everybody's squishy. Even like people that are decked out are reasonably squishy because they don't really have a ton of gear. There's people that twink and get like an extra 300 health or something. But you could still, like, all three of us, if we focused down a guy, he died.
Oh, yeah. When we played with you, it was great. That was fun. We tried again without you
last night.
And
without a healer, a pocket
without
healer.
Without a healer.
Paladins.
With no pocket healer and it hurt.
Yeah, it was bad last night. Yeah. Did we do two or three? And then they were all bad.
I think you guys did three, I did two.
Oh, yeah, you had stepped away, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to go yell some obscenities into a pillow or something. Just.
So, yeah, good stuff all around. All right, so now we'll get into the main topic, and we'll have you start, Donix, because you actually dabbled in the public test realm, right?
Yeah, but did we skip GOAT?
No.
What was your weekend wildlife him. GOAT?
He had.
I was complaining about the dinosaurs.
Unless you have more. Right. What else do you have to share?
Not a lot.
How many?
Oh no, I saw him double fist shake, and I thought we missed him or something.
No, you didn't miss me.
Damn.
Yeah, so Remix, I jumped into the PTR just to take a look at it and see if it was worth getting excited about, because it sounded almost too good, like too good, and it's really good. I like what they did. They kind of made things relevant again for Mists of Pandaria. You're still doing the same quest line and stuff like that, but all the loot and everything's completely changed.
Yeah.
So you'll start out with you don't start out with it, but you get like this back piece that's a legendary.
Artifact.
And one, yeah. And as you go through and kill stuff, they'll drop threads. Well, when you pick up that thread, it will boost an attribute onto that cloak or that back piece.
Oh, do you have to apply it or is it automatic?
No, it just automatically does it when you pick it up. So it's like strength, stamina, it's all your stats plus experience. So I'm assuming, because I didn't play much of it because I didn't want to like completely ruin it for myself.
Right.
But I'm assuming that's where your alts get the experience boost, is because
that cloak
follows through to any alt that you run through with it. So you'd go through the first time at probably accelerated rate, but not as accelerated as it could be. And then as you level up that cloak, all your alts you make after that have those stats, extra stats.
Yeah,
because
they share that cloak between all Remix characters that you make. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the one thing I noticed too, is so it looks like you make a Remix character dedicated, like it's a full subset, and it stays a Remix character. Even when you hit 70, it sounds like it stays a Remix character until like War Within starts, or does it actually auto come in at 70?
When I was reading it, it mentions, you know, what you'll be able to use these characters in War Within, but if you continue reading it, at another point it says, you know, once the event is over, at that point the characters will transfer to Modern. So it sounds like it's kind of going to be like a separate thing, like Plunderstorm that you click and do. And, you know, you can make however many characters. I don't know if there's a limit or whatever, but any characters you make in there, once the event ends, will just go to modern. And I assume you kind of get to place them in whatever realm you want them or
something. Yeah, I was going to say, was there realm options, and how populated was it being? I mean, PTR is limited by all means, but
there's a ton of people on there. Cool. Like, it was a ton of people. Like, it was hard to do some of the quests.
Wow.
So the other part to it that's kind of cool. So one thing to, you know how we were talking about the mounts and mist? Now we're going to go through Mist Pandaria anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Those aren't going to drop during that. They have their own dedicated mounts for this event. So any of the, like, the specialty mop stuff, like the legendary cloak from Rathion and stuff like that, they're not going to be in this. It's its own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they said they data mined like something like 32 unique mounts.
Yes, just 32 in that new mounts.
Yes, yeah. I actually have a page pulled up with all the mounts. And there are some mounts from, like, modern or retail or whatever you want to call it that you will be able to purchase with bronze.
Like, I think they're reskins, though.
Reigns of the Thundering Onyx Cloud Serpent.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yes, you can buy this with bronze.
All the mounts in Pandaria, wherever you want to call it, you can get through there now with the bronze.
So instead of them being like drops or whatever, you'll just get them with the bronze.
Get a resource.
Well, you can still get them with the drops. There's just, one, but two, you can three, buy four. Them with the bronze now.
There's 11 on here that are listed for purchase with bronze. And, you know, they kind of range in price from like 18,700 bronze. And it says a level requirement of 17 as well. And then it kind of goes up and up and up. And the most expensive one, and keep in mind this is, you know, PTR numbers, so subject to change and all that. Reigns of the Thundering Ruby Cloud Serpent is purchasable for 50,000 bronze.
See, I thought I read a deal where, like, those specialty drops weren't going to actually drop during it. So, like, you're like how you would kill the Shaw of Anger for the one. I thought that because I could have swore they said that they're a whole new loot table for all those.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of new remix mounts. If you want, I can actually just share this real quick in the chat.
Well, I might have been mistaken when I took notes, but I do know you can buy a lot of the
I'm sharing super it in the Riverside chat
with the bronze coin from the dealer is what I was looking into.
Yeah, I didn't check out the merchant because I was, like I said, I was trying not to too much for myself.
And that's kind of how I am, too. I prefer not to, like, spoil myself on stuff.
Did you, with what you played so far, did you get to any of the gems? I heard there was, like, meta and tinker gems and stuff like that.
That was what I was going to talk about next. So, gems are basically like the ruins in Classic. So, like, I was just messing around with a paladin. And I got a gem that gave me, like, frost armor that can proc. Mm-hmm. And then, like, there's a bunch of them. So, like, you could have a paladin that had frost armor. I think the other one I got was, like, retaliation or something like that, which is a warrior-type ability.
Are they like the runes where you can just kind of, like, slap anyone onto a certain piece of gear?
No, so the gems are all different. So you have like four, I think, different types of gem slots, and each of the gems are whatever's type. So there's like a cog slot, there's a meta slot, there's a
tinker,
and then a prismatic. So depending on what the ability that gem is, it can only fit in that socket.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it looks like meta gems will go on the helm, and these are powerful abilities. Cogwheels will go on your boots, and they are movement abilities from different classes. Yes, so if you wanted to have Soul Shape, Death's Advance, Dark Pack, Spirit Walk, you know, all that stuff, you can kind of choose your your movement ability, which is nice. Tinker gems are on your bracers and gloves. They're typically passive healing and shielding related. And the other prismatic nice thing, gems go on chest and pants.
The other nice thing is you can remove those gems without destroying them.
So, okay, so like if, I think...
if you got like a new piece of gear that was better, but you wanted to keep that gem, you could remove the gem, get rid of the gear. And there's this deal, it's, you can create like a portal that more or less is like a... where you sell old gear and you put your old gear in there and it gives you bronze for your old gear.
Were you getting like, how much bronze were you getting for gear?
Very minimal. It's like one or two.
Just a couple? Okay. Wow.
I mean, maybe for the higher end gear, you'd get more, but.
Yeah, that would make sense.
And speaking of gear, you're actually able to upgrade your gear all the way up to 5.56. If you want to dabble in that.
Or 223 if you're in America.
Well, but that's only within the remix event. That doesn't mean they're gonna, I don't know if that means which they're gonna come out with 5.56.
It's why I assume it's gonna hold off until what's it called? Like,
well,
I think it'll be wet, like, or either pre-patch for War Within or whatever that they're allow you to bring it over. If it is that high of gear level, then it's already going to outgear a ton of like raid level gear right now.
Yeah, well, but this new season, all the item level of all the gear is going up like crazy too.
Yeah, is it going up to like 550s?
I don't know about 550s
for the final.
Well, I wanted to. Isn't Mythic Zero like 470 something?
Well, Mythic Zero is going to become what Mythic 10 was, and Mythic 10 was dropping four.
I thought it was like 520 or something was the new.
No.
I can try and look back. Yeah. So much news.
Well, that, and I know that they were saying like you'll be able to bring some stuff from Remix into the normal game when it. So I wonder if maybe gear wise that's a little different. Because yeah, I know mean, that like the whole point of this remix thing seems to be to like be able to play a crazy overpowered class or character.
Yeah, it seems like they're like want you to be able to experience old content in a fun and unique way where you're like really overpowered. It's an event, so it's limited time. People get in there, they collect old transmogs and old mounts and kind of have a good time with it.
My take on it almost seems like they're testing the waters to see how they want to redo Chromie Time.
Mm-hmm.
Because you if this is successful, they can redo Cataclysm, a.k.a. kind of more or less the old world. They could do that. They could change, maybe even do like a BC one and a Wrath one and whatnot and just try to attract some of that attention, especially if you do Wrath and BC, when that's right now they're in Wrath Classic and they're going to Cata Classic. If they can hype up people that are in Cata Classic or Wrath Classic to want to come play Wrath or Cata in retail, that could be interesting for them to retain dollars.
Yeah. I feel like the naming scheme of it kind of sets it up for that because it's like WoW Remix, subtitle, Mists of Pandaria.
Yeah. And
you know, that's really easily interchangeable, so they could make that, you know, basically any old expansion if they wanted. I do not know what the item level is for the new stuff. Whatever, I'll find it later.
Okay.
So, like, how does everybody kind of feel about this event overall, though? Like, what's the vibe, you guys? Are you guys like hyped about this? Is it whatever?
They added enough new stuff into it that makes it play different enough to where you're like, for me, it wasn't like, oh crap, I'm playing through Mists of Pandaria again.
Your favorite expansion, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, Shadowlands is now my
favorite.
Have you been doing it to try to get the mount stuff?
Yeah, not the mount, that stupid
skin.
The Night Warrior eyes. And
no, not the Night Warrior one, the Dark Ranger.
Oh, the Dark Ranger.
Because you have to go through the entire like main story, because you can't do that. Because if once you beat it,
painful.
Once you beat it, you can go there and it'll be like, "Do you want to just skip all of this?" And you're like, "Yeah,
yes,
that'd be great."
Yeah. No, but they made it different enough with what you're doing and the kind of specialty of the gear, and it, you're playing old content in a new way, basically.
Yeah. I really liked, I mean, my exposure to Pandaria stuff is very minimal. You know, I've done some dungeons from like Time Walking that has popped up. Other than that, I haven't really gone there. So most of it's going to be really new content to me specifically. But I like that it's going to be, you know, really, you're going to be really overpowered and you're going to be able to level up characters really quickly. So I'll be able to collect a bunch of old mounts and transmogs and level up characters. So for me, it's an overall positive. It's like you said, it's not exactly new content, but I mean, it's all new to me. So it's hard for me to have that same kind of view as other people being newer to WoW.
I missed Panda when it originally came out, because I stopped playing like mid-Cata and then didn't come back for a while. And when I went back and played like the Chromey Time stuff for Panda and did some Panda stuff and raids and whatnot, it was a lot of fun because Panda was such a light, comfortable expansion after Cataclysm that tore the world apart and Deathwing was killing everybody. And you literally were like just questing in an area and Deathwing would just fly through and kill everybody in that area. like you're just, your character would die. You're not even on a PvP server. And you're just like, oh, thanks, Deathwing. That was great.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. You know? And so to that, to like go to the Panda stuff where like they introduced the entire new race, they introduced this whole like slow down mentality and this whole like just lighter Eastern feel to
tranquility.
It.
Tranquility.
And it was good. The music's amazing. I don't know if you play with your music on much anymore. I used to not, but I play with when I level characters in Panda now, it's like, I want to turn it on. Cause just, it sounds good. It's all consistent. The characters and the storylines are interesting, like what they're attempting to do and the corruptions that can occur within. It's a lot of the old god stuff that they've been kind of rehashing since the original WoW stuff, but it's still really well done. And so I think it's a valid expansion to do a remix with.
Yeah, and I think you'll be able to raid from like level 25. Isn't that what they said in there too?
Like an LFR thing? Or
I think. I really don't know. Yeah, it says starting at 25, you can do the Mokushan Vaults. Then 35, Heart of Fear. 40, Terrace of Endless Springs. 50, Throne of Thunder. 60, Siege of Orgrimmar. And then 70, Heroic Raids. So that's kind of nice that like even 25, I'm assuming you'll be able to get to 25 pretty quickly with all these XP buffs and stuff going on.
Well, the previous one's interesting because I don't remember there be, aside from weird little like passives, you get extra XP buffs because it's like the WoW's anniversary or something stupid like that. I don't remember many situations where you get bonus XP aside from like heirlooms and stuff.
Yeah. Well, there's the heirlooms, and then I know the Dark Moon Fair kind of has a buff that you can get that lasts for like an hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really don't know.
Like 5-10% or something like that. It's not crazy.
It's like 10%, I think.
And this cloak gets up to what, like 324% or something?
Yes.
Which is just nuts, man. And so I guess my real question, I'm curious with your leveling to it, did you get to like choose your starting area, or did you always start in the same area as all the pandas where you're like on the ships? And
so you start out in this like, on this little island, then it kind of runs you through. It's more or less like a tutorial island for the stuff that's new with Remix.
Oh, okay.
Once you finish that, then it starts you up on the ship, and it starts you from basically the beginning of MoP.
Gotcha. Tutorial island, is it kind of similar to when you make a panda and how there's like the first 10 levels that has you like choose your side, and eventually you have to choose the Horde or Alliance kind of thing?
No. Yeah. So it's basically really all it is it's like, hey, here's these new things that you're going to have to deal with. This is how you do it. So like you'll get your back piece there. It shows you how to use the the gems and how to take the gems off, how to summon the portal to get rid of your old gear.
Cool. And then it puts you right to level 10?
Yeah, you start at level 10.
Just like action, not like action classes, hero classes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And allied races.
Yeah, it's definitely not like a tutorial island on like your class or anything. It's just for the stuff going on in that event.
And you can make any race, any class pretty much.
Yep.
Okay.
That's not too shabby.
Yeah. If you haven't yet, by the way, I highly recommend both Goblin and Panda. They have their own starting areas. So instead of using the Exile's Reach, like the tutorial starting area for everybody, go do like a Panda starting mission. It's fun. The storyline's interesting. You kind of see how the Panda get involved. And it's actually really cool because you're like unsighted at the beginning. And then you go out and you explore and you realize that the Hordes and Alliance are fighting each other over like your land. And it's like hurting the thing. Like, I don't want to give away too much. It's really cool. It's worth
the Goblin one's awesome.
I love the Goblin one because
one's great.
They do a whole like world change because an event happens and literally the entire map changes. And it's like, whoa, it was a pretty cool event.
Oh, I'll have to check that out. I haven't made any Goblins or Pandas yet.
So. I haven't either.
But I'll be leveling up. I'm assuming I'll be leveling up quite a few characters during this, as long as it's somewhat entertaining, you know. Okay, did anybody have any other specific areas they wanted to chat about this before we wrap it up?
Well, I think we've covered everything I had.
I'm curious because this is going to come out the same 10.7.2 or whatever it is, right?
Yes, this comes out with
10.2.7. 10.2.7, sorry, I've had it backwards. 10.2.7 being the one that the Mythic Plus changes are going to occur on, like the pre-patch, right?
Well, I know that Season 4 starts April 23rd, which I guess is kind of news for this podcast because we haven't had a podcast since that was announced. So in case you somehow don't know by now, Season 4 starts April 23rd, but I'm not sure if 10.2.7 is coming with Season 4.
I'm not sure.
So it could still be a few weeks after that before Season 4 or for 10.2.7 drops.
I hope or wish that it would drop before Season 4. Because then we'd have time to do it. We could
like level our characters and then be able to play with them in the dungeons.
Well, not even necessarily like even if like they hold on and say, oh, no, you know, you can't play with these classes till this other patch. My thing is like now we're going to have to balance doing the event with running Mythics for a Season 4.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like the idea that even if we get 10 people, unless we get them really soon and we get geared up well, I like the idea that we can kind of make like a tank and a healer and then DPS classes and these things. And then when War Within comes out, when we're ready to start raiding within the, you know, 2 or 3 weeks when it comes out, we kind of have stuff prepped and ready for it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'd be nice, especially going into War Within, to know that we have, hey, here's what we want to level because I know this is what we're going to want to raid and dungeon with.
Yeah, that way we'll kind of just have classes that only have to get through the War Within leveling process without all the other nonsense beforehand. So this will be a good time for you, Goat, to get a couple classes that can either heal or tank so we can have some wild nights with that.
Well, with that cloak boosting me at, 300%, that shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
Well, you got to run through it once to boost that cloak though.
Well, and the cloak boosts like as you go. So
yeah,
once you hit like level 40, I'm assuming you're probably get like 100 or 120% or something by that point.
Yeah. Well,
and there has to be some like accelerated leveling on top of that because to go from 10 to 70 through what, 5 zones?
Well, so right now, if you exit Exile's Reach, you're level 10. And I level to Pandaria to level 30 because then you get flying. So from 10 to 30, just the 20 points, that entire first zone that you start at gets you there. That gets you 20 levels. Oh. And so from 30, I imagine 30 to 40, 45 maybe in the second zone because it starts to get a little crunchier. And then 55 to 60-ish in another zone or two. And then that leaves 1.5 zones to get your last 10 levels. And if you have that extra...
That's true.
you know, if you have 100% experience gain, then it'll probably get you there. And I think it's kind of cool too, because honestly, I get to the end of the first area and I start fucking off to another expansion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's also, I guess the entire event scales to your level as well. So it might, I'm not sure how that will feel.
I don't know if it scales. Well, I think to a point, because I know that there's certain things that are level gated.
Yeah. Well, I think that's level gated for like the bottom half, but everything that you can do should scale to your level from what I read. Because even the starting level says like 10 through 70, I think.
Yeah. I think most areas, but I think some areas do say like 35 through 70 and then yeah. 40 through 70. And
okay. So things will scale. If you're level 70 during the starting area, it'll scale like up to you, but stuff won't scale down to you unless you're hitting that threshold.
Yeah.
So like 20 through 70 is the Valley of the Four Winds and stuff. Well, that'll just kind of be interesting to see how exactly the scaling's working when you're supposed to be overpowered. So yeah. Like it's how challenging will it be at any given point if it's scaling when I'm also, you know, much stronger than I'm supposed to be at this point. But
we'll yeah. see.
Yeah. Overall, I think I'm pretty excited for this to at least level up a bunch of characters and get some cool mounts and transmogs and stuff. And
yeah,
I'm hoping I will also enjoy, you know, the story and the zones and the raids and all this kind of Missa Pandaria themed content here in this expansion. All right, though. We don't have any comments to read over, but if you leave a comment, ask a question, just tell us what you're thinking. We will read it and we will discuss it because we are so small still.
It can so literally please. Be about anything.
Yeah, leave but a comment. I will read it.
if you even just see like, why is life the way it is?
Yeah,
Donix will go into a 20-minute breakdown.
But that's the podcast, everybody. So, you know, like, comment, subscribe, help support the channel. Find us on YouTube, TikTok, IG, Facebook. What's My Role or What's My Role MMO? We play Mirrodin Realm on the Alliance side if you want to apply to join the guild, the Mythic Mafia. Thanks for tuning in. See you next week.
Come join us. We'll have fun.
Yeah. Yep, please.